What's good, family?
It is Thursday. Yes. It is our day.
Yes.
Pillow talking with the Iwebus.
Yes.
Number one relationship podcast.
Yes.
Number one marriage podcast.
Yes.
Number one kingdom podcast.
Yes.
I don't know what else. I got some more.
Real estate. Like the homie Mia said from 116 Life Podcast, she said the realest couple.
The realest couple.
Yes, we're gonna use that. We're gonna use that soundbite. What is good with y'all family?
Hi y'all, welcome back.
Hey man, hey, if you're watching this live right now, I want you to put in the chat where you're watching from. I don't even care if you're watching from the replay. I want to know where you're watching from. I want to know where is our community at. Where do we need to maybe eventually pull up at?
Yeah,
we want to know that. So y'all gotta let us know where you watching from, man. Let us know. I'm gonna look in here to see where you are watching from.
Yes,
so
y'all. My name is Takesha.
And my name is Namdi.
And you are pillow talking with the Iwebus. Episode 40.
Episode 40. What?
40. Big 40. Oh, you about to be 40. Come on, you gonna say that? I mean, you are like in 2 years.
I am. Yeah.
Are you 38?
It's a few years. Yeah, about 10 years. I'll be 40 in 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So that would make me like 10. Like, that would make me 19.
Come on.
I mean, if you want to be 30, man. That means I'm 20.
You're not 10 years younger, man. No. So, man, if y'all do not know what we do here, so Pillow Talking with the Iwebus, we help people receive God's best in relationships. So, man, if you are in a relationship, just got out of one, think about getting in one. You in one right now, man. It's a little contention. It's some issues.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing really well, you just need some more tips. You are in the right place, rocking with the realest and the right couple tonight.
Period.
Right?
I agree with that. And I'm not just saying that because we are who we, like, we're talking about us. Yeah. But we watch a lot of people. Like, we tap into what's going on in the culture, not because we just like truly enjoy it, but we always keep our ear to the street to see, because Christians are tapping into culture things as well. But when I listen to couples, first of all, it's a few of us, but when I listen, I'm like, I wanted to know a little more about that story. Yeah. I wanted to know a little bit more about that part. And I believe that, shoot, the things that we struggle with, which is what y'all love and what we're called to, is sometimes being as vulnerable and as open as we are.
Yeah.
And y'all are really tapped into that. Like for everyone that is watching that is a couple, because we got couples tapped in tonight. So I'm super excited.
Shout out to all the couples out there. You know, you pulled up with your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, and you're like, man, we're gonna listen to this couple, man. I saw them and I just wanna see what they talking about, man. Shout out to all you guys.
Yeah, we love when couples watch us. Yes. That's like the ultimate goal. It's like, especially just because we want more men to be involved in these type of conversations.
For
again,
sure.
Y'all, there's an episode that is dropping of my babe. And I'm just so excited about this conversation. Y'all are hearing it here first. There is a episode that will be dropping that I just got done editing today. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so needed. So yes, tell y'all boyfriends about us. Man. Tell y'all husbands. Tell your boo thing. If you dating him and you just kind of, hey, babe, just watch this and tell me what you think. Send him these videos. Yeah. So we appreciate y'all being here.
Definitely, man. You want him to learn and grow in some certain areas. Sometimes you just be like, hey, just check out this video. My wife does it. She want me to hear something, or I want her to hear something. We might just send a YouTube video, and you just never know how somebody else saying the thing that you kind of was been trying to say.
Yeah.
They say it, and then it actually, the message actually gets through to your partner.
Facts.
So I'm telling you right now,
big facts.
Get them to pull up here. So, hey, I want to check out this chat. Anybody, tell me where y'all from. I want to know where y'all watching from. Come on, Augusta, Georgia.
Period.
That's what's up close to my real name. Y'all ain't gonna know. You know what I'm saying? But my first name. So Augusta, Georgia. We got Dallas. What up? E-Town, Dallas, Texas. Glad to catch up. Hey, listen. Dallas, Texas, I think, is in one of our top. First off, Georgia and Dallas, Texas is in our top places as far as the audio podcast, babe.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think Chicago's like number one. You got Atlanta. You got Houston. You got Dallas. So, man, shout out to Dallas. Michigan is in the house.
I've been seeing a lot of Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
I hope y'all not still cold out there. Come on.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Hey, you might want to move.
That would be wild. No, man.
Shout out to Michigan, man. And then we in Canada. What's up, Toronto?
Come on, Toronto.
For real.
Yes. Yes.
Jude, hold on. He's faithful. He's been around for a minute.
Jude?
Yeah, Jude. That's not my bro, my main man, bro.
Oh, okay.
This other brother, he's been around with us for a minute.
Yeah, I remember that name.
When is it episode drop? This episode, man, we gonna lead a live up for you, bro.
I think he's. Are you talking about the one for men?
You're talking about the one for men. Yeah, that'll be. I don't know.
I want to drop know. It. I'm ASAP. Not dropping. It's it. So. Good.
How about that? I'm not. I don't want
to
drop it.
Listen, all of our pillow talking family, I need y'all to continue. Namdi, I don't know how long it's gonna take him to know that he does this. Like, even when I was editing it today and he was like, oh, my goodness, what does it sound like? I'm like, the question that was asked to him, because it's not just him in this video. Y'all going to see. I'm not going to, you know, say too much. But the question that was asked, when it was asked, I was just like, I was scared for Namdi. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that was such a deep question. Scary. I wouldn't even have known how to really answer that. And you just did it so seamlessly. Mm-hmm. And the way that you carried that conversation for this culture, so good. I gotta say this though. Can I go into something?
Oh gosh,
go ahead. So I was talking to one of my friends and she said something that I thought was so good. And I'm like, that is my husband for sure. And she always just speaks very highly of you, Namdi, as well, all the time. But she said Namdi is going to be, he's going to be, I want to say it like she how said she the, said it, the she killer said, of the male ego. And when she said, I was like, that is so real. Like, I don't know if y'all saw this reel with Tabitha Brown and her husband, and the interviewer must have asked Chance, like, how do you feel about all her success? Like, what are you going to do with your brand, or are you going to brand? And he's like, y'all see her products?
Yeah.
Y'all see her seasonings?
See,
y'all see Tabitha's hairline? Mm-hmm. That's my brand. And Namdi said that to me, and I was like, oh my God, that is so you. Like, Namdi is so comfortable in his position. And I know in such a toxic masculine culture, that can be hard for men to receive. And that's why, again, going back to this conversation, I think it's so needed, because I think I just love what we do here, mm-hmm. which is like, keep it real. There are struggles. We are not perfect in what we do, mm-hmm. but we know that the kingdom's way is the best way.
Yeah.
We don't argue about that, right? Like, how the man was supposed to be, how the woman was supposed to be, it just is what it is. But when my sis said that, she said he's going to be the killer of the male ego. And not in a bad way to where, like, they're not going to be respected, but, like, no, that toxic, I gotta be. Because she talked about women like myself, and she's a powerful woman as well. She's like, it takes an even more secure man to walk with a woman, with women like us, because if you are insecure, if you're battling with your identity, you'll literally be in competition with your wife.
You will
literally be in competition with your wife. And so
we never had that.
I'm so grateful. Yeah. So grateful. Like, I had to push you out because you was like, shoot, I'm good. TK Lee.
You know? I think that, you know, when I really believe in when it says the two become one flesh, like, that's really so. When Chance said that, this is his name, right? Chance. That's Tabitha.
Chance,
Tabitha Brown's husband, which man always been seemed like a really good, humble, really good heart. Seems like he has a really good heart.
Yeah.
And when he said that, I was like, man, I felt that,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times people can try to push you to go do something that, man, it's like, first off, everything that we do, it take finances, okay, resources.
Tell them,
and we only operate off of one income around this place. So we got four kids all together. And so you can't, whenever you're doing.
We don't have one income, but our main source.
Our main source and the one that actually is making the most, is, you know, my income for the longest when we started doing this. Like, so if you don't know, my wife is also a Christian hip hop artist, and she's fire. And before we really tapped into the podcast, she was doing that mainly. So we put thousands of dollars into that.
For sure.
We put in the studio time and you know, getting shows together. And
the list is long.
Yeah, the videos and just everything, setting up the whole distribution, all that. So it took a lot of time and money. And so it's like, I felt it when he's like, you see that seasoning? Yeah, that's me. You know, like, so you see that album? Yeah. So whenever you hear her music, that's me too.
No, for sure.
You know, and it's not that, you know, you could get into this culture's way of thinking that we're like almost like we're in competition. That's why you got some couples, they actually like the man and the female are like in a competition. They end up going at each other. It's like, nah, man, we play for the same team.
Yeah.
If I went anytime that I won any accolades at work or did anything, I was like, nah, babe, that was you too. Yeah. Like that. We going to Bahamas because of you. We went to Aruba because of you.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for you holding down the house, making sure the girls was good, you know, being a great mom, not just to our two biological daughters, but also our, you know, your bonus daughters that are not your blood, you know, loving on them. We don't make that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for you. So just know this, couples, you guys are operating as a team. Don't let nobody get y'all to war with each other. Or, man, what's your man doing this? You need to make sure you have something on the side for yourself, girl. Hey, listen, just make sure his heart is right with the Lord. Okay. And God will take care of you when it comes to it. So yeah, man, I felt that when he said that. Shout out to Chance and Tabitha, man.
Yeah. I think that the beauty of what we have always done is we've sincerely always been kingdom purpose driven.
Yeah.
So for whatever the purpose was at that time, that's what we're serving.
For sure.
So even in the seasons where you've been like, babe, I gotta go hard in this season.
Yeah.
I need you to, you know, allow me the hours that I'm gonna have to give to this and you know, rock with me. And it's like, all right, boom, that's what it is. And then it's a season where it's like, hey, I got a bunch of speaking engagements. I kind of need you to, like, yeah, you're my husband, but I need you to be the assistant. Yeah. I need you to, you see makeup on my cheek, I need you to wipe that off. Like, it's literally been this back and forth. My oh my goodness.
I've
been
like, the hair. The hair was right.
Didn't see
I'm like,
that.
What? I missed the hair. How was I supposed to know that?
Yeah, I need an assistant because Nami is not good at being an assistant.
Oh no, she want me to be, and then sometimes I'm the photographer.
Oh, for sure.
You feel
like videographer.
Videographer.
Yeah.
I've had to be all of that. I remember staying up late nights trying to do so many things, doing Facebook ads for your music and everything, being at, but seeing it pay off, being at like events, like when we was at Mike Todd's church for the V1 or whatever, and they first had their first conference.
Oh yeah.
And them ladies coming up like, you TK Lee. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my gosh, and took pictures with you. I was like, okay, man, all them late nights paid off. So man, hey, listen, it's all one team. Remember that for married couples, it's one team all together. Y'all working as one to build a legacy with each other. It is for the ones after y'all, man. So just remember that. But going into that, let me double check it. Any more people in the chat? I want to see where y'all from real quickly. We're gonna get to chatting. All right, Hampton, Virginia. And also Virginia Beach is in the house.
Period. I want to also feel like I want to say this as well. I want to let y'all know the segment of the show. First of all, if this is your first time here, we welcome you into this live with us.
Yes.
Make sure you go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe. I promise you're going to love us. You're going to like us. It just is what it is. Okay. Yes. We're like this. But I also want to let y'all know the segment, because sometimes I feel like people might come in on the early end and be like, you know, what trying to dip out. Yeah. We're just talking. So the order of our show is we like to vibe with y'all, check in with y'all, see how y'all are doing. Mm-hmm. So drop your prayer requests, drop your questions in the chat. This is the time that we are live, so we can literally answer those. But then we go into our first segment, which is typically a culture segment that we get from just social media platform. We have a love lounge that we answer your dating relationship questions. And then we have our aha moment. And so y'all are going to want to stay tuned until the very end. I promise you, there is meat in every single set. In every single section. So share the live with your friends, share with your boo. And we're excited for today's show.
Please do anything, baby. How are you feeling this week?
I am feeling good. I have good is such a basic word, but I've been good. I have been making so many decisions, like just difficult decisions and like having to just really be mature in a lot of my decision-making. Sticking to boundaries, standing up for myself. Just, I feel like I'm in a transition of feeling what it feels like to be a CEO. And that it's been difficult, if I can be honest.
Yeah.
But I have been graced for this. And, I've been taking my time. I'm not rushing. I was telling my friend the other day, I said, I don't want to say this. Cause she said, I think she just asked me how I was doing. I was like, I don't know if I want to say this, but I feel like I am like I have to be super cautious. And she said, no, that's exactly what it is. Like that explains your season very well. She said, and also you are just like really having the experience of having reverential fear for the Lord. Mm-hmm. So you really do want to be pleasing to him in every decision that you make.
Yeah.
And so back in the day when I was a little more chaotic and I just didn't care, and I'm like, well, I said what I said, you're gonna have to accept it. Like, I'm not like that no more, because I'm like, oh, this has repercussions. I'm carrying people now. Yeah. I'm leading people now. I can't just say what I want to say. I can't just move how I want to move. I can't just do what I want to do. Yeah. As my mama's first sermon was, I can, but I can't. Mm-hmm. So I could do it, but I really can't. And yeah. so I've been way more cautious. Like, how should I say this? How should I do this? How should I move in it? And it's been challenging, but I know that it's going to create me to be the best leader, a premier leader in this culture.
I believe it. I believe it. You know, it's molding you and shaping you. So once you get there, you're tough enough to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so that's what I truly believe that it's doing for you. It's character building. It's giving us endurance. And
yes,
so
for sure.
Yeah, I definitely... Definitely.
What about you, babe?
Understand. So, yes, for me, it's been a fight. I'm keeping it real. It's been a fight going through some transitioning of some things in this season. And one of the things that's really been a blessing to me that just keeps me going, not only just the word, but even one of the things when I went through my fraternity, shout out to Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. But one of our poems that we recite is Test of a Man. Mm-hmm. It's just called Test of a Man. Y'all can look at it. I'm not going to spit it all, but, you know, Test of a Man is a fight that he make, the grit that he daily shows, mm-hmm. the way he stands up on his feet.
Speak and up
take,
a little bit.
Take, you can't hear me, babe?
Yeah, you speaking real low.
Okay. Where's your, maybe it's your value.
No, I think you in your deep bass.
Oh, okay. My bad. Tone. So, yeah, Test of a Man. Test of a Man is the fight that he makes, the grit that he daily shows, the mm-hmm. way he stands upon his feet. It takes life's numerous bumps and blows. And so I'm going through some of those, you know, a few bumps and blows.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm standing strong and just knowing that it's for a reason.
Yeah.
Everything. Sure. One thing that I know, because I've been through seasons where I was like, man, what's going on, man? Like, Lord, mm-hmm. I'm doing your will. And I'm still, you know, facing some of these adversities. Typically, when I look back, is built my character. So when I got to that next level, I was like, oh, okay. You had to make sure I could appreciate this.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So now I don't do things as foolish within this next season.
For
like
sure.
I have access to things, but I know, all right, we don't do that. We don't go there. You know, we're going to make sure that we still budget this way. We're mm-hmm. we're still going to mm-hmm. Act accordingly, no matter where we go. And so I know it's character building is something that he's doing in the process, but boy, it can get kind of tough when you're going through, because you just don't know what exactly he's doing, but you know, all of it is working out for your good. And
Absolutely.
You'll see that within hindsight. So other than that, like, hey, yeah, I'm going through the bumps and blows, but I know it's building.
Amen.
Straight
Amen.
Up. That's point blank it and period, man. So, hey, man, I hope that y'all are having a great week so far out there. We're about to get rolling and really get into the show here in a moment.
Yeah.
Check out some of these comments here, babe. You know, you probably should pull it up and tell me
no, baby.
Which one to read.
Because listen, no, I'm not good at reading them comments.
Okay, all right. Let's see here.
And y'all, we're at the point where we're going to eventually need a moderator, because you hear me, babe?
Yeah, somebody said, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you want to say something first?
No, I was saying we're going to eventually need a moderator for our comments, because...
Yes. it can
get wild.
As we grow, I've seen people's comments get crazy, and so it's like,
I know when you literally said something about your fraternity, I knew somebody was gonna ask, is it demonic? That's in the comments.
Is it demonic? No, it's not demonic,
babe. You need to stop announcing that you are a part of that.
Listen, hey, I'm
y'all
still,
listen, he hasn't learned the fullness of it.
Listen,
y'all gotta pray for my husband.
Hey, y'all pray.
It's
A-Fi ain't over Christ, point blank period. He's my foundation, that's all. And so nothing that even within, because they never had us do anything, not nearly demonic.
Yeah, they're just talking about the vows that y'all have made.
Ain't made no vows. Made a vow not to tell some of the things, but it's none of them are demonic or crazy, and we not even gonna go in there.
Yeah,
that's a whole another conversation.
I think it's crazy.
Yeah,
to get beat up to be a part of a brotherhood.
Alpha Fraternity Incorporated is a non-hazing organization. What are you talking about? Like, why are you,
you literally sound what are you like what's the thing when they train the people?
We are a Don Hazel organization. You know how, I don't know what
when that girl
is.
When that girl on Game of, subject, when that girl on Game of Thrones was getting beat by the king, and they was like, "You ready to go home? My home is right here with my king, my majesty." Like, that's what you just sound like.
I'm just telling you the real, man. We, hey, you know, it's yeah. So okay, great people like Dr. Martin Luther King. You think Dr. Martin Luther King got beat?
They beat.
Come on. Yeah, anyway, we not going there.
You bet not. That's on you. I ain't a part of no sorority.
Huh?
I ain't a part of nothing. So look, my vows is made to Jesus Christ. I ain't bowed down, said nothing to no other god.
Bowed down to no other gods. It's none of that.
Every other god is an idol.
You cannot see.
Cannot see. Can I hear? He's the one true living God. He's the one true living. Not no Alpha Phi Alpha. Every other God is in life.
What you act like you going up against me, huh?
Maybe
chill out. No. Let's change subjects. Let's just leave it alone. Let's leave it alone. People got some comments in here. They said they love your earrings.
Listen. Oh, thank you, boo. I mean, is that woman?
Yeah, somebody said that I don't know how you say that, but I don't even want to mess up your name. Miss May, let's just say that.
Oh, that's so good. I think it's Asia.
Okay, Asia May. All right, so that's so good. She said, "I'm deaf feeling the reverence for God and desiring to make decisions that please him too." That's good, man. Straight up.
Can we talk about how it, but like sometimes wanting to please God can also cause a little bit of anxiety? Like, I just want to be so pleasing that I'm like, God, I don't know what to do. I might not move at all.
yeah. And that's definitely where I've been. You know, one of the things that I battled against was indecisiveness. And one of the things our coach told us is you have to change that that inferior fear with a superior fear.
Yeah.
So like, instead of thinking, okay, if I do this, like, what happens if this goes wrong? Well, if I don't do this, what can happen?
For sure.
And so that has really helped me out. And then also knowing that our God is so good that he will make our crooked lines straight.
Facts.
Like, if we get off track, he'll bring us back. Now, not telling you to do just stupid foolery. Like, you know, when you're making just a straight dumb decision, but I'm talking about when you got two doors and both of them good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you looking, you're like, dang, if I go this way, it's good pay. If I go this way, it's really good pay and benefits. But then I like the culture over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, man, I got two different places that will be a blessing regardless. Now, you know, which one is just a pure out. No, anything that goes against your morals, your values, that goes against the word, you know, that's something you're not doing. But we're talking about when you got two good doors, you know, when you have a very tight decision to make, man, just know that don't sit there in indecisiveness because you're making a decision regardless.
Mm.
When your indecision is your decision, which is prolonging some things.
Yeah.
Okay. That's building up more fear, more worry, and all those things. And that's sin within itself. We should not worry for anything. He takes care of the lilies in the field. So I'm just telling you right now, you know, just make sure that, you know, you make your best decisions. And I've also recommended a book, Better Decisions, Fewer Regrets, by Andy. Don't got the
don't
name.
Know.
But it should be in, I think I put it in your Amazon store. So y'all can check out TK's Amazon store is right there in the descriptions below as far as that goes. So, and I'm about to get to moving on, y'all. You good, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. She said she loves your earrings.
Thank you.
Oh, somebody said, all right, Josh, she said, my wife joined Ladies Alight and she loves it so far.
Period. Yes.
Shout out to
and I love her.
And shout out to the Ladies of Light, man.
And shout out to you if you a husband and you was watching this and you said, wife, join that program. I love that.
For real.
Yes.
Got it.
Ladies of Light, what's up? If y'all are in the building, put LOL in the chat.
Say it. All right. So you ready to get into this first one, babe?
Yes, you going
to talk to them real quick. I got to get this video. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm over here trying to get some things together. Talk with them real quick, baby.
Yeah, so y'all, first and foremost, I always have to talk about Ladies of Light. Ladies of Light is a group of women that I mentor and I coach, aiming toward getting all women back to their original design, their identity, rediscovering their identity, femininity, all things submission, compassion, nurturing, as well as building them up and preparing them to be kingdom wives. And if they are wives, being an even more, you know, kingdom wife. And so we have been doing a book club. We meet every single Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it has just been really life-changing. The testimonies that we've been receiving over there, souls being saved, people rededicating their lives, people open their Bible for the first time, people fasting for the first time, someone reading their book for the first time, women actually being intimate with their husbands again.
Come on, shout out to that. Come on. Somebody. Yes. Hallelujah. I felt that in my spirit. Come on, brothers. Somebody worship. They're being intimate again with the... Woo. We will not let Instagram take out our marriages.
So first of all, I said somebody gave their life to the Lord.
Oh, did I miss that?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Okay. Okay. You know what I'm saying? My bad. I missed that part. But hey, somebody gave your life to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah. That's terrible.
We worship your holy name. So,
yeah, I pray for Nandi.
But hey, they you said intimacy. Brothers be needing. Listen, they be out here thirsty. When I've heard in multiple different sessions of dealing with couples talk, when I hear brothers say, "Yeah, man, it's been a couple months, huh?"
Yeah.
I don't even want to go on too much of that tangent, but no, we don't play that. We was no, because most of us, about 98% of us, got it on before marriage. Can I get a witness? It happened. Yes, you did too. Yeah, y'all was getting it in. And y'all was getting it in all the time. But now that God has blessed that bed and he said, do as you please, y'all stop it. So maybe when I hear the ladies are like, giving it up,
the women are
to their husbands.
They're tired.
Hey, listen. I'm so happy.
I don't know where I was going with that, y'all.
I'm so sorry. You done lost your place.
I sure did. Because you worship the Father over women throwing it back to their husbands.
And not
women giving their lives to the Lord.
So we're going to praise that. We definitely are. But we got to praise that because that is a big issue.
It is.
That is a big issue. And that's why a lot of singles nowadays, you know, they're worldly. Most of the worldly singles say this, but it is what it is. Regardless, they're like, I don't want to because I keep hearing about married people not getting it in. And I'm like, shoot, ain't happen over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm just being honest. We bless the Lord. It's happening. It's going down.
Oh, God. Moving on to this first subject. Let's get into it, y'all. Everybody, we are going to continue to uplift our brother in Christ, Nnamdi, in the midst of these lives. Hey. We just said we was going to try to be more discreet, babe.
Oh, dang. Yeah, y'all should have went to y'all pastors live for that. I am not your pastor. I'm your brother in Christ. I may be making look at me as a mentor, coach, whatever the case may be. But hey, you want the real? I'm going to give you the real spiel. I got to give it real because had it been not somebody, please believe I'm a product of someone, of a mentor or a leader that was just straight real. And it kept, and I was like, oh yeah, that's what I want. I want to get married now too. You know what I'm saying?
So you can do it.
No, it wasn't because of that. Not fully that. I've actually seen them very happy. They had a very good marriage, had great family, but they were so real. You know what I'm saying? They both, one of them was from the hood, one of them from the suburbs. They was just so real. So I kind of adopted some of those things. It was just like, man, I'm real. This just is what it is. I want all my leaders to be real too. They got to keep it 1,000. If she ain't throwing it back, she needs to throw it back.
That's not the only position.
Anyway, well, or she ain't, whatever. What you want to call it, baby?
Y'all can make love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, make love.
Make love. Slow down. Take her on a date. Get some roses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be able to stimulate her mind.
That's right. Come on.
So that Ooh,
I wish
time,
I should have had some.
By the time you get home, you just ready to slide in. And you know, sometimes all a lady need is understanding. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got your man all over the bed. No, anyway. All right, we about to get into this first subject. My wife. She's making me do this.
With me?
She's making me do this, man.
Okay, but every woman that's in here, I just want to say this. although I be out here saying give it up to your husbands, I truly do understand being tired, overworked,
for sure,
having the kids and all of that. And so I'm going to still vouch for y'all. Listen, if you are a husband and your wife is not giving it up to you, you need to, I would suggest, and I would highly recommend you helping her and taking some stuff off of her plate. Bring some flowers, bring some flowers home. Surprise her with a clean car and roses in the thing with $100 bill and say, go get some Starbucks. You know, go get her hair done. Go get her toes done. She probably feel crusty. Let her get a massage and get her eyebrows waxed. You know what I'm saying? Get her to the mountaintop first. Because a lot of times these women be having, let me tell y'all what y'all, I'm going to tell on y'all because this will be happening. They don't want to do it because they know they ain't about to reach the mountaintop. Message. They're like, we ain't getting what we want to get out of this. So what's the point? So yeah. If you really want, I'm just trying to listen, brothers in Christ, this is coming from your sister. Yep. That's trying to give you game. Because y'all know how I talk behind closed doors with wives. I be telling them what to do. We talk very explicitly off of this camera. I'm trying to let y'all know, if your wife is not giving it up, she might not like actually doing it to you. That's just the truth. Like there might be a lot of things that are missing because a lot of times men are learning intimacy off of corn, and corn is pump, 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 pump. Let me not get into
pump, 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 pow.
No,
okay, no, but what's it gonna tell you?
I feel like I'm talking. I'm doing too much.
What they may need,
I'm not gonna talk about.
Oh yeah, you want to? I'm about to be me. Listen, here's the deal.
But I want to finish. Should I finish the statement? I'm trying to say it in a loving way. Baby,
I told you, be you.
With
filter.
Of course, I'm just trying to say,
can't be nobody else,
baby.
They the best thing.
The women do not be enjoying. They enjoy it. They just don't ever reach a climax.
Yeah.
So after so many years of so many stories, y'all, hearing wives never having, can I say the old word?
Yeah. I don't think they demonetize us for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when a wife is never having an orgasm and it's the same position.
Hold on 1 second. Put your kids away, please. Oh. Cover their ears.
They
put them away.
They shouldn't be here.
They shouldn't be, but I'm just letting you know. Somebody kids.
Okay, let me get
somebody
off
ride in the car. This is the part you want to take. Turn on the music. Go ahead.
Yeah. After so many years of the same position and never having an orgasm, a woman gets disinterested.
Hmm.
And on top of that, there's no romance. On top of that, there is the kids, the house, the home. That is for a woman that is not hypersexual, that is the least thing on of her worries, the last thing on her list. Mm. So yeah, if you want your wife to give it up more, actually be better in the bedroom and take your time, figure out what she likes, know how to make her have an orgasm. Actually ask her, are you faking? Like, is this real? Like
safety circle.
That's
one of the things we learned from one of our mentors is like, they said they do safety circle.
Yeah.
And safety circle means that, hey, I can say whatever I can. You cannot rebuttal. You cannot say anything.
Yeah.
You cannot try to defend. Mm-hmm. You got to hear what I say. And that's it.
Yeah, we just had a safety circle.
Yep.
I was like, no.
Yeah, she denied my safety circle. We got to do it. But anyway, y'all, we got to get into this first topic. Y'all know we did talk long enough. We in here.
Definitely
Let's get it. This is an Iwebu production.
Period.
Recently, I was going through these IG streets, and I'm always looking for some good wife and, you know, well, some good relationship and marriage, singles, all that type of content, y'all. And I ran into this clip, and if y'all ever find something, please send it my way as well. As you like, hey, man, y'all should talk about this.
Yes.
DM us with that information. But anyway, I ran into some of our brothers and sisters in them in this relationship sphere when it comes to podcasting, which is highly initiated. They had a lady on, I do not know who she is, I'm so sorry, but she said something on their podcast that I wanted to highlight and talk about here. I'm gonna bring it up right now. There it goes. Here we go.
We are dating people and we're not even caring about their family. And people are saying, I don't need to know the family. I ain't marrying the family. But you marrying a pattern. Do you even know where your spouse's family come from? Did you ask your husband, how did his daddy treat his mom? I didn't even think of, no. Your husband said that his daddy was never romantic to his mom. He can't remember a time he saw his daddy give his mother any flowers. He did not talk to her. He was not intimate with her. And he just went to work So when you tell me all you see your husband doing is going to work, that's the pattern of training he had. He's not trying to be unloving towards you. He doesn't even know this mythical man you have in your head that you're trying to make him be. He doesn't even know. He wasn't raised by that man. And you taking all this stuff personal. And you saying this man is unloving. He don't even know what you're judging him by or measuring him by. Did you take a look? You better go to that family reunion.
So you better go to that family reunion. Hey, listen. Okay. Shout out, Dirk. That's real. Nice. Yes. Hey, listen. I saw that and I was like, man, this hits in such a real way because we have experience with this. Mm-hmm. You know, for those who don't know, being married almost 8 years, and in the beginning, there was some challenges, as many marriages. And the thing was whenever we had our issues, a lot of times I could be looking at her and be like, what the heck? What is her issue? And she looking at me like, what is your issue? And we would almost start to make judgments on each other's character.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, our words were not that good back then. Okay. So it was some fiery darts sent at each other. But instead, one of the things that I had to realize is it's not the person, it's the pattern. It was, you know, when I started to, this is something I didn't really take a big inventory of. Now, I told many of you guys before you get married, you know, see about it. They have a good father, mother, all that. I did that part. What I didn't check out as much was, hey, what does her mama do? What does her daddy do? I did not inspect that fruit. And so I'm here to tell you now, I ran into that and I would start to realize what the differences was. It was the environments that we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up, you know, my mother and father were not together, never was together my whole life. So I never seen a man and woman in the house together. I mean, my mom had different boyfriends throughout the years, and that was about it. And they weren't like father figures to me or anything. So I never really seen a man actually in the house doing the thing, you know? So that was one thing for me. And I had this grind in me. So I thought that, hey, after you pump out these babies, we about to get the grind. We about to work. We about to get it. And you was like, hold on. No, that ain't about to happen. And I'm like, nah, we got to get it because we got these bills. And I'm going crazy. I'm like, hey, man, what's wrong with you? Well, not realizing that you came from a household, and I'll let you kind of explain more where you know, your dad was a worker.
Mm-hmm.
He worked like a mug, like straight up. Shout out to Mr. Lee. Shout out to him. He was working. And then your mom took care of the house for the most part when they were together, because mm-hmm. they had some different periods of time when they weren't. But, you know, she took care of the household. So you automatically started to do what you have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I tell people a lot of times, man, be very mindful what it is that you're doing, even as a parent now, or just how you're doing, you're living your life right now, because your kids is taking it all in, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
You want to sit there and you could preach to them about don't do this with boys. I will tell you this. Got two teenage daughters, great daughters, by the way. But there's certain things that I'm like, oh, they caught that.
Yeah.
I taught them something else, but they caught what I did, not what I said. And mm-hmm. so coming back to you, babe, I saw this woman who was really good at taking care of houses.
Mm-hmm.
He was good at that. And you would do, you know, the music. That was about it. But that was just something that you had on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing where I tell somebody that comes from a line of entrepreneurs, their dad was an entrepreneur, their mom was an entrepreneur. They don't know nothing else. It's automatic to them. So I automatically like, you don't come from the same struggle as me. You know, you're not breaking the pattern. You're just doing the whole pattern over and over again. But again, I started to see the pattern
mm-hmm.
and not to beat down on you and say, oh, wow. Okay. My mom and dad just married her mom and dad. Uh-oh. We got to figure this thing out.
Yes.
Because we're on autopilot, auto programming from what we've seen. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily a beef between us. We're going against a generational pattern. And so I commend brothers who didn't have a father in the home who never seen a man treat a woman right. And now you bringing home the flowers. Like, I think women they could think that that's supposed to be on replay. I think even some of the times you did, and you can kind of speak to this as well, but you thought some certain things were going to come out of me and I might do it sparingly, but that was a big effort for me. Like, I remember earlier in our relationship, before we even got married, I said, listen, you got mad about something. I can't remember what it was, but it took a lot out of me to show this romantic gesture that probably wasn't that big and romantic, but it was big to me because I'd never seen it. I was just trying to do something to make sure you was impressed. I just remember telling you that day, I said, if this wasn't that big to you, I don't know if anything will. That was, I said, I don't know if anything.
And y'all, it probably was flowers.
It probably was like flowers.
Like a rose.
Yeah, something like that. So again, I think that many couples, they beat up on the person. They make judgments up on that person and saying they're trying to do something. He or she may not be actually trying to do anything. We just do what we call. That's why when people come from the projects, they come from the hood and they make it through. Why it's so big? It's not easy to get out of that. Mm-hmm. When you've seen generation after generation live on food stamps, live in poverty and all that, that's not easy. You had to fight your butt off to do something different. And I think even now, as I've been growing, I've had to fight something and I've had to do something I have never seen. I've had to go into YouTube University. I had to jump into men's programs. I had to connect with other brothers who have been married for a long time to say, okay, what can I pull from you? And how can I use this? Because you did have your dad.
Yeah.
And you automatically did it. You know, and I said, so what do I need to do? And so I would learn from them. And then I started to use that in my own marriage and has been blessed because of it. So,
yeah.
But what was your take on that, babe?
I definitely agree. Even when you were speaking, I just wrote down a quick note, which is to discuss what you desire. And I think that one of the things, especially for women, especially when you get to a certain age, you're like, I'm trying to get married. I'm getting older and I want to have children and I want to, you know, start my life with a family and whatnot. I think because of the desire, sometimes you don't discuss what you desire. I mean, because of the desire of wanting to get married, you don't discuss what you actually truly desire. And I actually just saw a reel today from one of our mentors talking about like, stop capping, you know, you want romance. Don't cap about that. Like, there is somebody that is romantic. There is somebody that is short. There is somebody that is skinny. There is somebody, and being real about the things that you want to see. I think that is the first thing. And so when me and Namdi got married, I was 21. Namdi was older, had two kids, been in long-term relationships. I was like, well, surely you know what you're doing if you done, you done did this quite a bit.
Marriage is a whole nother thing.
I said, sorry, it's giving. We about the same age when it comes to this relationship stuff. Cause why you don't know to give me romance? Like, it was that type of thoughts. Like, why don't you know this? I was so confused. And again, patterns. You didn't see your daddy do, I mean, you know, God bless him, we love him. But we didn't see your daddy give flowers and, hey, we're going on a date night. Make sure we da-da-da-da-da, get dressed up and have the bottle of wine waiting. And you didn't see your mom get treated by a gentleman. And and so your upbringing was, even from a woman perspective, your mama worked her butt off. So when you got with me, I was slothful to you. You think that being a stay-at-home mom and being a wife was not enough.
I was wrong.
When I'm telling y'all, after 2 days after that baby got out, Namdi was like, where are you going to work at?
Hey.
Because he was literally used to a woman just powering through life, having kids on a cycle, but all kinds of stuff just work.
Yeah.
And so again, you can judge that and be like, what is wrong with you? Something's off. This is strange. And it's like, no, that is your environment. And so I thought, I think it is absolutely dead spot on what she said, but I wanted to share just a few things of the reason why we say what we say, which is dating for data. Like when she said, go to a family reunion, I started, as the years have gone on by, I used to always say, like, I think it doesn't take that long to really know when someone is for you. Mm-hmm. But it does take some time to see how people react and respond in certain seasons. Mm-hmm. And it takes even more time to be around people's family.
Yeah.
And so I've, through the years, kind of changed and shifted my perspective on that. Like, no, I do think you should date for quite some time. And I think that you should keep it light, obviously keep boundaries up. But yes, see that person through all the seasons. Go ahead and talk to the mom and daddy. So how long, Mr. Johnson, how long you and Mrs. Johnson been married? Oh, okay. So when y'all was young, like what was y'all date nights like? Just start asking questions like, okay, daddy don't do nothing for mama. He was cheating. Definitely never came home. You know what I'm saying? You could be able, you can kind of start collecting that stuff. Like, okay, you saw your daddy cheat your whole life.
But then taking that data and then asking him certain questions about what he's been doing dating so far. And then if you see that pattern, most of the time that pattern may not be ending with you. Not saying that a brother can really change, especially when he has taken,
you're taking my point. No, it's okay. No. Literally, okay. My point. That's no. I'm saying like the Holy Spirit is in the room because I literally wrote down he's not an anomaly.
Yeah.
Who you're dating, he's not just all of a sudden going to be just different.
No,
you are probably a part of this pattern with him.
Yeah, you, and until he has taken on the new identity of like, I am going to do this Christ-like. And what I mean is when the word says that you will leave your mother and father's house and you cleave together, like what is cleaving as one, meaning I denounce that pattern. It stops with me and I'm going to work my butt off not to be like that because I know that this is not what God wants.
Yeah.
He wants me to sacrifice for my wife. So if I'm supposed to be a sacrifice, like Christ gave his life up for the church, then that means I am going to do something that may dang near hurt inside so daggone bad. It's going to burn me as I go do this daggone thing. But I'm going to do my best, even though I don't even know how do I do it. I'm going to use my resources, figure out how can I plan this date night. I'm going to use my resources. I'm going to make sure that, okay, I'm in the daggone Publix. I'm going to pick up the flowers, even though she's going to let them die. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to do these things.
Just be dying anyways. But I want to also say that sounds really great, and it is absolutely something that is possible because Namdi's a living testimony of that. Mm-hmm. But I also want to say to every woman, that takes time. Like it takes time for a man or a woman to flip a pattern. Like it takes years. It's still some things that we're both growing through individually and we don't show up perfectly in any of those areas. And so you have to be real. Like, yes, he can say I'm romantic. I'm this, I'm that. I don't cheat. I don't this, I don't that. But you might be living with him as he is stretching and growing. And so, I thought that this was such a perfect way to basically say like, no, check the person out. And I think this is so good that culture is having these conversations because a lot of marriages are ending up in divorce when people just did not do their research. They hopped in the bed. They had euphoric fog. They hopped in the honeymoon stage before they even got married. And then they get married and they're like, oh, you like ice cream? And it's like, why don't you know that? Because y'all was bumping and grinding. Y'all didn't talk. Y'all just had a lot of sex. And y'all, kicked it and was drinking and just vibing and just chilling. And then you got married. And the enemy was like, well, here y'all go. So I think it's so if y'all don't hear anything else from us, like, yes, date well. Yeah. Date with your eyes wide open, your spirit on high alert, as the word says, to be sober and alert. To be sober and alert is without the fog of sin, without the decaying of sin. The wages of sin is death. So when you are in sin, your discernment is dying. When you are in sin, your awareness is dying. When you are in sin, your ability to be alert is dying. So this is the wages of that. This is why we say, hey, don't do it, because you will not be as clear as you think you are. You think, oh girl, I know I'll leave him. Y'all don't know what that spiritual world, them demons tying y'all souls together and putting a knot in it. And then if you do leave, now you got a whole new thing. You're carrying it to something new. So date for data. So I think that was a good clip. And I pray that every single person under the sound of our voice really begins to take dating what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
That wasn't just for falling in love and hurry up and getting married. That's to collect your research.
Yeah, they love them weddings, boy. Woo! Yeah. I be looking at women love them weddings, but it'd be hey, you know it's more than that. Yeah. Y'all actually gonna be together. I was telling some young man that I was mentoring. I was like, man, after you get it on at the honeymoon, real life about to happen. Y'all gonna spend more time outside the bed than in the bed. So this just so you know, you want to look at other things other than the intimacy. You don't even need to be there anyway. But for the married couples, just make sure that you are giving your you already there, right? So you can't leave. All right. Especially if you're a believer, we're not doing that. Now, if you in the entertainment tonight, you know, marriage type of situation, go, y'all do what y'all do. But with us, those that's within the kingdom, we can't leave. So just making sure that you know, okay, that's from his daddy, that's from his mama, that's from her daddy, that's from her mama. And as long as they are aware, you know, it's all right, let's work on that. Let's have grace. Let's love on each other. Mm-hmm. And again, what you're saying for the singles, just make sure you're inspecting that fruit. But hey, we want to know, what do y'all think about this as far as the, do you need to check out the family, check out the patterns? Have you had some experience with that? We want to know in the comments below.
This is an Iwebu production.
Period.
All right. I want to check out these comments. All right, y'all firing up this chat, man. Y'all are firing it up. What's good? All right. So let's see. Somebody said they finally caught us live. Hey.
Welcome in.
What is good, Jayla? Finally caught us live. Yes. Let's see. You want, okay, you say you don't want to. Okay. You mm-hmm. know, I'll be here looking like, what's this saying?
Okay.
So I'll go at least a couple times.
I can read them. That's fine.
Somebody said, hey, he said, we at least we go a couple times a week. Let's go. Married couple.
Single.
Y'all see that?
Rated M for married.
Huh? Rated M for married. He's the one who came. Hey, rated M for married. It is okay. Nope. It will not, listen, thriving married couples. Don't get around these people that's talking crazy. Your cousin to be smoking, talking about, man, I don't even know why I did this stuff, cuz. Straight up, like, man, listen, man, it ain't what it built up to, boy. Just telling you right now, get the heck away from him. Get the heck away from him. Run. Don't talk to people like that. Go to the ones that are winning. If you want to win in any situation, I ain't just talking about marriage. Go talk to the winners. Why go conversate with the losers? I want to win. Why would I even talk to people that's failing at this thing? So, yeah, that love to hear that, Josh. Straight up. See, my bad. He said, you want to retract that last comment now? It's all good, man. Listen, you got to like me. I'm going to keep it 1,000. She's going to get on me later about it. We're supposed to be more discreet this year.
That's your desire.
Supposed to be, I am supposed to. I didn't want to, you know the situation. We'll talk about that. But yeah. The other situation, I didn't want to do that too much. The other situation, we've been good at not speaking about.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely not about that.
So DeAndre, God says, amen, glory to God. Me and my wife are watching. I'm a gospel artist, and yes, married people, we have to get it down. God created that for husband and wives.
See,
and
now the
so
men,
good to have
y'all. Yeah. Funny.
Yes. I feel bad. I have to ask for forgiveness. Come on.
That's, yeah, no, for sure.
Undefiled. Come on. So hey. Maybe I'm gonna go. That's why I was just saying, tell me which one to highlight. Hey, man, if any of this is blessing y'all tonight as well, hey, know we have the super chat function. If y'all want to be a blessing in any type of way, feel free to tap into that. That will help us with the resources to keep this thing going in many different ways. So, hey, somebody drop that first super chat tonight, man. Somebody go ahead and drop that. Let's see. Any other ones that you're seeing here, baby?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You want to move? Okay. All right. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. All right. We're gonna get to this. Is the love lounge. We're gonna go into a little bit more. Okay, okay. Listen, Crystal said, I am gonna go ahead and sponsor. She said, I'm gonna go ahead and sponsor this live tonight.
Thank you, woman of God.
We appreciate you, Crystal, for dropping that, man. Listen, shout out to you. She said, love y'all, and also bought a t-shirt. What? You guys as well. But about 2 weeks ago, which one did you get? Tell me which ones you get, like it. Hey, did you, do a review for us on it? Whatever. But shout out to Chris and y'all. Definitely. Anybody else, man, as we go through, want to be a blessing?
Thank you so
much. A blessing
to
be a blessing. I'm telling you, do that there. All right. And we are about to jump in.
I need to find something right there.
See?
Read one more comment.
You're pushing me to the next subject.
I was just sitting there. I was letting you read the comments.
Yeah, baby.
I can't see him.
Slow. That's why I was just like, where your glasses at?
Over there.
I need you to have them glasses, baby, because I'll be trying to read all, I'll read each and every one, and we'll be here forever. Let's see. Right there.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to get the context of this question.
All right. Date night challenge.
Baby, read them.
Yeah, so I'm going to just read one from DeAndre real quick. He said, right, I live here, family, but we don't mess with our families a lot. Hate and jealous, but we did not grow up seeing a married couple, but we broke those generational curses. Mm. And you're right. The word of God will help and show us the way to be a husband, father,
absolutely.
All above. Yes, it will.
Absolutely.
Yes, it will, man. So that's some people that agree with us in here. I say, John said we on point with it. All right, we are good. You got us. Hey, you got us. All right. Andre, show. You coming t-shirt? You like? Let me know what's good. You know, you take a picture, post it, tag us or something. All right. So let's get into this next one. I am not. If y'all see me sweating, because I wore this long sleeve. I was tripping, but
definitely
I'm good.
Definitely was.
I was tripping. You know, I get hot. I'm tripping. All these lights on me. All right. Let's get it done. It's the next one. We're going into the Love Lounge.
This is an Ewebu production.
Period. Welcome to the Love Lounge. Here in the Love Lounge, we answer all of your dating, relationship, and marriage questions. So if you want to kind of get like a coaching session with us, get some wise counsel, some good advice, you can go ahead and email us at ewebus1@gmail.com. And we would love to have your question on the podcast, because you never know, somebody else might be going through it too.
Come on.
Let's go ahead and get into today's question. And I'm going to read the question and then the context. Okay. Mm-hmm. She said, my husband left me for another person and wants a divorce. Can I deny my children visits until I heal? She said, I fasted and prayed. The pain of a broken home is crazy. And so much, I'd rather not even co-parent. I'd rather just stay with no contact until the Lord heals. Otherwise, it's like a cut that deepens when I allow him to talk to my son, just so my spouse can show off his happy, sinful life. But I take accountability for marrying out of God's will. Thank you so much for y'all ministry. I'm using the femininity tips to also help heal for the future God has, whether it be restoration or a new spouse.
Yeah, well, first off, I wanted to say, you know, condolences on that, because I know that's tough. Got to be tough going through, you know, a divorce and the, you know, also when you got the kids involved and everything. So first off, my prayers go to you on that. And just, yeah, the whole situation when it comes to it. So first off, and I want to empathize with you. But first off, I want to give you props is as far as you even being aware of knowing that you hurt. That's not something that a lot of times women even say when they leave and that they have a, you know, a child. They typically won't seek out any wise counsel. Mm. You have done that. So shouts out to you. I just want to give you a round of applause for that. But you say, you know what? I'm not going to just live with this hurt. Holy Spirit has led me to ask this couple about what do they think. Should I wait till I heal up, you know, a little bit more before I allow the child to go ahead and in contact with the father. So I will tell you this. I have experience in this. If you've been watching this, but I don't know if you do. But
I think she's new.
She's new. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to speak as far as new regardless. But I had two kids with two different women before we got married, you know, before I ever met my wife and you know, all those things. And so I definitely have went through some of the pains of, even though it wasn't a, I guess, by law marriage, but it was by flesh marriage in a way, right? So, as you know, we've come together and we've tangled in that spirit, unfortunately. And so a lot of times the woman, in ways to get back at me, used my children. And unfortunately, in those cases, they did. And I will tell you that they thought they were hurting me, but they really was hurting the kids. My daughters were hurt through it. And unfortunately, due to my sin and theirs as well, now they have to, they now have to live through those scars. And, you know, we laugh, we have fun. We speak very tough against certain things in dating seasons and all that. And it's because we've had to deal with so many things in the background. If I told you, you'd be like, what? You'd be like, wow. You'd be like, hey, sis, how did you get through that? And stay right there. It's been those type of situations, but you have seeked out wise counsel. And I want to tell you this. You have to realize, like you said, there is a new relationship, and it's that co-parenting relationship. And that's something that a lot of women don't get nowadays. We used to hear about men not being in the kid's life back in the 90s and 2000s, early 2000s. Yeah, his daddy ain't in his life. Daddy ain't no good. He a deadbeat daddy and all that. But unfortunately, somehow, some way, that generation raised up entitled young girls who end up being women, had kids out of wedlock, and now they use the kids as pawns against the man. And the thinking that the man gonna hurt, which, you know, say, you know, because you may see him. And you, I remember I heard you say happy, sinful life. Let me tell you right now, it may look happy on the outside. He probably going through it on the inside. When he's breaking any of that covenant or anything, God's dealing with him. God had to deal with me, even though I wasn't married. He had to deal with me, even just based off of some of the moves that I made. So please believe he's probably getting dealt with in some form or some way. I'm just, what did I hear from there, baby? Did you catch me?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But overall, what I'm saying to you is, please make sure, just don't let that allow that hurt, because I had to go through that. My kids had to go through that. They still deal with some of the scars through that.
Sure.
And you would just hurt that child. So I know it hurts you to maybe allow the child to be on the phone and you got to hear his voice. You're like, this, I want to just cut this dude right now.
And maybe hear the woman.
Yeah, and hear the woman, because he might be being petty, or she being petty, to make sure you hear those type of things. I know it's really, 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 really tough.
Yeah.
But vengeance, I'm sorry, is the Lord's. Mm-hmm. He will take care of him. I promise you.
And you.
I promise you. And you as well. So he'll take care of that. He's also going to comfort you. And I'm telling you, if you don't grow weary and well-doing, if you continue to do what you know is right, what you know in the pits of your soul, that's why you hit us up. The pits of your soul is, I need to let him talk to his daddy. I need to let her, I don't know what your kids, but I need to let them talk to their father.
Yeah.
That's the right thing. You may be hurt and you may have to walk through that. Just know you are not alone. The Lord is with you through it all, and he will build you up. And, you know, as you're going through this time of being alone and rebuilding, I think she said she got one of your, one of your eBooks or something, maybe.
No, she just said been following femininity tips.
Okay. Following the femininity tips. Get a part of I'd say right now, and especially for you, get a part of a community of ladies,
yes.
like Ladies of Light, mm-hmm. Kingdom Women, people that are going to fight against that, because you know, that will say, hey, yeah, don't do that.
That's big.
Allow him or her to go over there with their father again. They need both of y'all.
Yeah.
Don't allow any break. They already have to go through just not having you in the same household. You know, mommy or dad, you know, they used to kiss me and good night and pray with me or whatever the case. Now they don't have that anymore. And that's already something that they have to work through and deal with. Don't add on extra layers of pain and hurt and baggage to their life, because they will have to grow up and deal with that. So thank you for reaching out. That's my word of advice. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I think you said most of it for sure, mm-hmm. which is, you know, I was going to say the same thing. Applause to commendable, admirable, all the things to even reach out to identify the pain, because I do believe that there is, you know, the side of it that most people kind of put in the forefront, which is the bitter baby mama, ex-wife that is just upset the husband moved on. You're like, no, I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. And I even think if women communicated it in that way, people have more empathy toward women. Like what you're doing, what you're thinking about doing, which is possibly withhold your children from your husband, that's not necessarily a good look, right? Mm. But because of the context, like y'all, he just left me out of nowhere for another woman. That brings empathy. Then it allows us to be able, it allows you to be able to be open to godly counsel and godly wisdom. So yeah, back in what you said, just like that's really big. So we're just so grateful and praying for you, Father God, comfort her right now. Yes. And give her wisdom in the name of Jesus name. We pray. Amen. Amen. But, yeah, my simple answer would be, I want you to two things, obviously, like, yes, absolutely. Get in some rooms, get in some community, get loved on, because in I'm like tiptoeing in majority of cases. A lot of times the women that are in your situation, they end up just connecting with other people that are like, yeah, withhold them. And yeah, you do need a healing. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was wrong. So you do want to get with women that are like, girl, like, yeah, but Junior, he loves his dad. Like, you go ahead and still do what you got to do. And just, I mean, shoot. Matter of fact, let me pick Junior up and I'll drop him off to David. Whatever your husband's name is, fill in the blank. You know what I'm saying? Like getting around some women with some wisdom. This is not the time to hook up with your girlfriends that give bad advice, that don't got husbands, that don't understand bitter themselves, upset, mad too, been cheated on. So they just as angry. They like this. That's not the time. This is the time. If you got to be quiet. Lady Shamika said this at the women's event that we went through. She said she went through a really rough week. And she said that was not the week that I needed to hear, girl. So what you gonna do? Like, you don't need that around you right now. You need, All right, let's just pretend your name is Sarah. All right, Sarah, listen, this is what we're gonna do. Father God, we're gonna pray over you. Listen, this week we're gonna go on a fast. We're gonna go to the women's group. Let me drop Junior off to David. You don't even have to see him right now, but you gotta let your son see his father, right? You need some people around you that are going to possibly say the things you don't want to see. That's the first step. And then go get your healing. Like, go to the therapist. Like, you were married, sis, and this ain't your boyfriend. This was your husband who decided to leave. And so the scars, the wounds, and even the sneak attack of the enemy that will try to come in, while you're open and wounded right now, he is going to have you try to make some really foolish decisions. And as a couple who has, you know, that is a blended family, we have experienced the depth of heartache and just disappointment with some of the moves that are made through hurt and pain. Yeah. And so we're warning you, sis, you do not want to cause unnecessary trauma, literally, for your child because you and a grown-up are dealing with stuff. That ain't that kid's fault. Yeah. That's not your son's fault. So let him see his father. He's still a great father. Just because he might have been possibly a trash husband, that don't got nothing to do with his fatherly skills. Yeah. And your son needs his daddy, point blank period. I mean, if it's a, I don't know, daughter or son, but this is your time to really lock in with God, lock in with good community, but do not deny that child's access, because they will remember and they'll turn on you. Yeah. They'll literally be like, mama. Okay, but you could have let me see my daddy. Like, that didn't have, y'all going through a divorce had nothing to do with me. Why do we know this? Because we know this.
Come on.
So don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, let me tell you. And one of the things I also think that ladies should do in this situation is, and whether it might be a man watching this, that this shoe may fit as well, is all that energy that you want to put into kind of hurting them or keeping a child away or whatever the case may be, take that energy and level it up. And that means leveling up, like you said, going to therapy, getting healed. You wasn't in the gym or you was already in it. Hit it even harder now. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go and be the best version of myself. I'm going to read like I never did before. I'm going to have to join some programs. That idea that I had, I'm going to flourish in that. Because that energy, if you don't use it, it will eat you up.
Amen.
And so you got to move. Like, it's kind of, I think you were saying the other day, you put up a reel the other day. It's like, I got to get this movement.
Yeah.
Because if you just sit there, it festers in you and then it goes into your mind and you start thinking about, I can't believe that this, you did this, he did this and did that. And it's just like, no, hit that treadmill. All right. You see your best self. Like, okay, when they see me, they're going to see me.
oh yeah, I'm gonna be right. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that I want them back, but it's like, no, you don't know. You left the best thing that ever happened to you. Let me tell you that. And so it's going and just using some of that energy and saying, I'm about to level up everything that I said I was going to get. I'm going to really go get it now. I'm going to really go get it for me, my son or my daughter, whatever. I'm going to make that happen now. And I want to be the best healed version of myself. So yeah, that would be our advice to them, man. So what do y'all think about this Love Lounge question, man? Would y'all give some of the same advice, or do y'all have anything that y'all would drop to them? Please let us know in the comments there below.
This is an Iwebu production.
Period.
All right. Let's check out some of these comments here before we get to going here. Let's see. DeAndre's telling us. All right. Got a good amount here, DeAndre. All right. let's see. I was born without my dad, and until 25 years later, when I got saved in prison, I forgave him. Because now I've been a husband with kids, I understand my mom could have kept out of my life. Man, that is dope, man. That's good that, you know, that you forgave him, man, and you decided to move forward regardless, man. So shout out to you on that one, man.
You already read the ones above?
Earlier I did, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, like this was the only ones that since we got off the last one there. Oh, okay. So, yes, so we got the, you got ready for the?
Yeah, I was just thinking about what you were saying on the last one, not to prolong it too much. But I just be wondering what be happening. And if you're a lady on here and you've been through this, you know, help me understand. But I be wondering when women, like any of my, if I could call them an ex, but, you know, situations like when they look at me now and not just on a physical, like a mental, emotional, everything level, they like, oh, my God, what the freak? Why did I fumble that?
Definitely. And so they have to.
And so I be wondering why, like, women, when they go through heartache, they don't. Like, I don't know, that always would give me a fuel in me, like.
That's your natural instinct in everything, though.
Is it?
So, like, for you, yeah, because I just know.
Oh, I'm driven by anger.
Yeah, you driven by anger. So, like,
that's true.
She would get hurt and she make an album. That's every true. Album that she made
out of pain.
Was out of pain. Maybe except for I probably had some pain in there too. But
Rotten?
What was the last one?
Lane.
Lane wasn't pain. But the other ones was.
They definitely was pain. You know what I'm saying? Coming was for sure pain.
Yeah. So you just think people operate
just
differently.
Just be thinking about that. I'm like, women, like, girl, don't lose yourself after that man do that. Like, you bet not go get bigger and go get more immature and more bitter and more like, no, you go level up. So when you pull up and you drop that son off, he see them hips step out that car, he see that booty step out that car, he see them nice pretty pearly teeth, he see your hair, he see that joy. Hi, oh, did you have fun with your dad? Oh, well, okay, Derek, well, what?
Yeah, and for brothers, because I know brothers has been cheated on, all types of stuff, man. Use that as fuel. Don't go to the next chick. Like, all right, man, I'm about to, you know what? I'm about to get in the gym, basically. Man. I'm about to be in the gym. I'm about to eat right. I'm about to get this therapy. I'm about to get healed. I'm about to get with the Lord, get in his word. I'm about to start to get into this men's group. And I'm about to level up, man. Try to use that pain instead of trying to hurt the ex in any type of form or way. It won't work anyway.
Especially like if that ex is focused on themselves. Man, they don't give a darn about you.
The people that tried to hurt me, I'm looking at them like, what are you doing? I do not care like about you. You trying to do with the child. And they did get to me in that type of way. But I was just like, you're hurting the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know? And so again, go and level up. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to do. I'm telling you, man. It's the best. If you want to say revenge,
it's getting better.
Yep. Just go ahead and get better.
For sure.
When it comes to it. So you ready with it?
Oh. My God is awesome. Yeah. He can move. You are? Right.
Yeah. So Yadre said, your art is glory to God. I will check out your music. Never know God could probably have us minister on a track together. Yeah, check her down in the descriptions. You should see a TK Lee Essentials playlist. So definitely, you can check out all of her music right there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Very fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we are about to get into the final segment. This is the aha moment of the week. Let's get it.
This is an Iwebu production.
Period. So the Lord has been having me in this vein of idols. Mm. And it's something that I have not been able to shake. It's been something that I was like, okay, Lord, I'm so quick to think that something is just for me. But I always know now that we have an audience, we have people that we are carrying, that it is for all of us. And so I started repenting, like, Lord, if I'm, you know, putting anything above you, I'm repenting over and over and over again, but he's still saying idols. I'm like, well, God, I don't repent it. Like, what else can I do? Like, what more do you want in this? So I'm like, I'm dethroning all of these idols. And I ended up looking just in my word, like, God, what do you need your people to hear today? And let me just say this. I have to set this up because I am the way that I read this scripture, I have never read it in the sequence that I have. And I just was floored and, oh my gosh, amazed at what God is doing. So today, what God is doing in his word, today's aha moment is your idols are telling on you. Mm. You're supposed to do the bomb.
Oh,
so this dropped in my spirit. The idols you've created are most likely in the areas you don't trust God in. Mm. What happens when you create and serve false idols? Three things before I get into the scripture. Cycles. There's no valuable lesson you learn when serving idols. So for instance, when you are serving God and you're going through your trials, you're going through hard times, everything works together for your good. When you serve an idol, nothing works together for your good. Number two, another thing that happens when you serve idols, anxiety. They don't supply you peace. Just as Dr. Darius says, one thing idols are sure to do is disappoint.
Come on.
Last thing, in the end, you still don't get what you want because God is a jealous God and you can't serve him and it. Yeah. And I thought that this was so good because I just wrote down these things. Cycles, anxiety, and in the end, you still don't get what you get. And I read this scripture. And when I tell y'all this aligned with me, I need y'all to type in the comments. We are here with you.
Come on,
if you about to open up your word and get
somebody
into
get
this,
that Bible out,
get your Bible
come on,
out.
Get the actual physical Bible with the big one.
Okay.
All right. The torn up pages, the highlighters.
So y'all give me some time because we're going to read about seven scriptures, but I really need y'all to hear this. This is about to be freeing for somebody in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
Matthew 6:24. We all know these scriptures. It's mm-hmm. so popular. It's in our most famous songs, literally. But I want y'all to hear this. No one can serve two masters. Either he is to hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, we know that. Can't serve two guys. Verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about life. Hold on, y'all. Let me not play. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. Do they not sow or reap or store away in barns? And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Verse 28. And why do you worry about your clothes? Clothes. See how lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into fire, will he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith is the original version. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Last verse. But seek first his kingdom and all his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. And so I read this and I'm like, okay, God, you know, I'm just reading it. It's highlighted in my book because at this time I was just doing research. Like, God, what do you want me to read? And the first thing that popped out to me, I was like, I wonder why this is the order of it. Do not serve no other God. And then the verse right after that is, don't worry. And the first thing that I felt God say to me is because the reason why they even have they are even serving another God, they're even idolizing something else, is because they don't trust me. There is fear, there is worry. And so when you think about your idols that you've placed, remember I said, most likely the idols that we have is in an area that we do not trust him in. Yeah. So if you have idolized the money, you don't trust God with your money. So that's your God. Right. If you have idolized marriage, you're like, I gotta get married. Right. I'm gonna do some things. I might have sex a little bit so I can stay with him. You've idolized this thought. It's because you don't sincerely trust God in that area. If you've idolized friends, putting friends above them, God, are you really going to bring the sisterhood? Are you going to really bring the community? Right. It's because you sincerely don't trust them. Yeah. So then he says, don't have any other God. Do not worry, because I know y'all got the gods, because y'all fearful, y'all don't trust me. Then he goes into proving to us why we should trust him.
Come on.
He said, because the lilies get dressed every day, the birds get fed every day, and you still got the nerve to worry as my sons and my daughters, if I am going to clothe you, if I'm going to take care of your needs. Then he goes on and he hits us with a banger. He lets us know how we can not only get these things that we're making idols, the things that we're making idols, he's not only going to give it to him, he's going to do it exceedingly. He said, but if you seek the kingdom, you can have all of that. Message. So while we are out here literally idolizing things because we're afraid that God is not going to give it to us, he's given us the formula. Put me first and you'll get that. Message. Trust me. If I called you to have money, which is in the book, that you will be a lender and not a borrower, you're going to have money.
Yeah.
Don't make it an idol, though, because when you serve the idol, it is going to disappoint. Message. You know that you're called to marriage, but don't make it an idol.
Yeah.
You're going to get in that bedroom and find a monster. Because you reap. You reap from sowing into an idol. That's disappointment. That's so, being disappointed. Like, dang, I done did all that. I done threw it back every rich and way and thought I could finesse this man into loving me and make building him up to how I, now I'm sitting here and I don't want him after all that work. After all that work I put in, after all the swapping of spit and seam and all this stuff, I don't even want you no more. That is what happens when you idolize something. And I thought that this was, I don't know, have you ever read this way?
For sure.
I have never read this way. The order of don't serve false idols. I command you, number one, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Let me just let you know, if money is your idol, you are not serving God.
Come on.
If you really let that sit in, if you have idolized anything, God is not your God. He is not on the throne. The word says you cannot serve two things. You either hate one or love the other. You can't love money, marriage, idolize all these things and God. But there is a way out. And I think it's so beautiful that before he tells us what we should do, he gives us the reason why we should do it, why we should trust him. Because lilies that don't do nothing, birds that don't do nothing but poop on our cars, he makes sure they straight. How much more will he love us? And so I thought that was so good, because what I really wanted to do was cause reflection in our pillow talking crew. Like, if there is something that you have been working so hard at and you kind of found yourself thinking more about it than God, serving it a little more than God, maybe even doing some things that, you know, God ain't pleased of to get that thing, you have an idol and you need to repent. And the beauty of it is, of course, turn from worshiping this thing, but know that God is going to give you exceedingly and above that. But all he wants is literally to have your yes, to literally say yes to him. God, you are on the throne and I trust your life. And I think a thing that we miss out on when we serve idols, when we're serving a thing, when we place these false idols on the throne, is we miss what going through the process of seeking the kingdom first does for us. So the sanctification that comes with seeking the kingdom of God first does is it allows us to have the character for the things that we're praying for. But when money is an idol and you serve money and you get it, you might not keep it.
Come on, that's real.
You might not be able to manage it. When you are serving marriage and marriage is your idol, you might get it, but you might not keep it. Yeah. Because serving money does not take you through a process of sanctification. Serving Jesus does. So what he's saying is, I'm not just telling you serve me because I deserve it. Serve me because it's good for you.
Come on.
Serving me is good for you. Worshiping me is good for you. Seeking the kingdom first is good for you. And trust me, all of it will be added. You'll get the husband. You'll get the car. You'll get the money. But serve me, because I not only want you to get it, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to keep it. I want you to manage it. I want you to multiply it. I want you to be able to be effective and impactful in the kingdom. There's more to just having. Multiply it. Share it with a generation to come. Leave it for your kids. Do it right so you can keep it. And so I just was so humbled by this word today, because I just sat there like, wow, what a beautiful God we serve, that not only tells us what to do, what not to do, but why we should do it. And the why behind why we shouldn't have a God, it's literally for our good. It's still for our good. While we should not serve no other God above him, we should not place anyone else on the throne. So I pray that this led anyone to repentance that watches it. Again, I'm gonna leave y'all with these thoughts. I know you probably got something to say, but if you find yourself putting even a person, right? A husband not correcting your wife because you're afraid of her rejection. Right. Not leading your family correct. You've placed people pleasing on that throne, pleasing other people, and you're not serving God. If you are not getting up out of your comfort zone, you letting fear take over. Fear is your God. Complacency is your God. Comfortability is your God. Stagnation is your God. I need to be very clear with our people. Anything. That you put above God. If God says do this and you say, no, I'm gonna do that because of this, that is your God. Like, that can be your kids. That can be your husband. That can be your wife. That can be your mama. What a perfect example Jesus left with us when his mama then was worried about him and calling him. He said, hey, my mother and my brother are right here. They're right here. If you serve the will of the Lord, then and you align, sure. But if you're trying to get me to do something that my God ain't trying to get me to do, I can't place you above him. So
yeah, he just, I mean, left such a good example, man. That was amazing. All of that. I don't even know if it's much to add to it, but all I can do is be a witness that every single time, you know, one of the things, anything that I've put up on that throne of idolatry. And here's the thing. A lot of times you don't even know that you're doing it.
Of course not.
You really don't notice you're doing it. So when I had put people there, he crumbled them. Whenever I had put money there, he crumbled it. And even when I put fear there, he crumbled it. He showed me that, okay, you trusted in that more than me, and now you're getting the results of that.
Yeah.
But when I continue to get before him, seek his word, and like, all right, Lord, I want to know, what is it that you're saying to me through this? Man, so many more things are added to me, so much more revelation, because you're going to need his word for wherever it is that you're trying to get to. That thing that, whatever it is that you're, that even got you into that idol, whether it be, let's just say, if it was like a job or, you know, a certain position, and that you started to idolize, whatever that thing is, once you get to that height, like you kind of said, babe, you know, is that you're going to need him to stay there.
Yeah.
You're going to need him to actually not just stay there, but to thrive there. Mm-hmm. All right. And so you want to seek him. And I'm telling you, I tell people sometimes, even with when it comes to our money, it's like, you never tithe before. It ain't that. No, you don't have to. But I'm just saying, just the principle.
Mm-hmm.
Just try. Just try. And you may not see right away, but you're going to see, like, I'm telling you, once I started to work those things, he like, all right, once you stop holding it like this, and you start doing more of this, that it'll come back.
Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 10 more times than what you was holding on to.
For sure.
If you would just let go of that and let everything. God, let go. That is really a real thing. Even when it comes to, you know, one of the things I know I've put as an idol sometimes was just fear. You know, in fear and comfort.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people run in that matrix.
For sure.
That they fear and comfortable. I just want to, I don't want to lose what I got. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. I come home. I crack my beer open, watch the game. We eat. We had a family, you know, and they make an idol of this thing. But what about the talents and the treasures that God has stored up in you that's supposed to go and bless his people?
Yeah.
Are you really submitting that to him if you just stuffing it into a job and then sitting back on the couch?
Yeah.
And just saying, you know what, because I don't want to deal with what people going to say or the failure of, or that my family won't support me putting it up. Are you really serving mm-hmm. him the right mm-hmm. way? No, you've made an idol out of the comfort. You made an idol out of fear. Okay. Because now you're not ready to move forward. And he wants to show you what he can do when you step out into that water of unknown. Like, man, what can happen? He's going to take hold of you. I'm going to tell you, because I've been there before, and he's going to do something through you that you've never seen before. So I think that was such a great word. Anything else to add to that?
Yeah, I was just going to say lastly that just look at your life and look at what you've been serving, and let the idols like tell you about you. Like, just let what you've placed on the idol tell you the areas that you have not trust God. And I dare you tonight to go into prayer and just be like, God, I repent for putting this man above you. I know I'm not supposed to be sleeping with him. I know I'm not supposed to be just dating him still. Mm-hmm. I know you've called me away. Whatever it is, fill in the blank. I dare you to repent. Let the idols tell you about you. And I'm telling you, it's just better. It's better serving God. It's better trusting him. It's better. I know you're holding on because you just don't trust him. And you can bring that to him in prayer. You can literally say, God, I do not trust you.
Yeah.
I haven't had this for so long. When will marriage come? When will the money come? Like, I've been struggling so long. I need to do this little scamming job on the side. Like, I need to kind of do this little fraud. I need to do this little, God, what's up? Like, I'm scared, and he will guide you through it. I promise you, we're living testimonies of just consistently fighting the urge of our flesh wanting to place things on idols, wanting to place things above God, depending on ourselves. Y'all, we so weak and fickle and in human form. We don't know what to do. We need him to be on the throne. We need him to be Almighty God as he is. So y'all leave a comment down below. Listen, share this segment, because I think we're about to close it out. Share this with a friend, but also comment down below if this blessed you.
This is an Iwebu production.
Period.
Man, let's see. Let's go to these comments. Amazing aha moment, baby. Really. I pray and I hope y'all really took that all in. I really hope it has blessed you. Cool the Lover said the Lane album is fire. Love it. That's probably, I don't know if that's my, I think that's my favorite album.
Probably so.
Yeah.
It's people who love music favorite album, but people who like the minister side of me love Becoming.
Yeah, Becoming was nice as well. They got Pretty Flyers. What they got? Is Mobbin on there as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mobbin is on there. Like, hey, listen, y'all don't know. My wife is fire out here in these streets, man. Straight up. I'm going to tell y'all. Listen, hey, if y'all don't know as well, see, I'm going to put one thing about DeAndre. He said, I've been there, put God over money and lost everything and got it all back plus sevenfold. Come on. I'm going to put God over money and put your job before God, anything at all. Straight up, man. Appreciate Amen. That, DeAndre. Man, for real. That's a good word right there. Hey, right before we get up out of here, a few different things, few different announcements. Babe, you're still right now going through with the Ladies of Light. Is that correct?
I already told them about that.
Oh, you already told them about that. Listen, y'all make sure, ladies of Light, y'all know what to do. Down there at the bottom as well. Listen, I know we're talking about supporting us. If you guys want to support us and you like, I want something tangible, man. I want to, you know, assert something. You want to rep Christ in a dope way. Let me tell you, head over to rdlove.shop. That's the one of the mugs right there. Holy Girl Forever. I love the hats that you got there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ladies, they really got some dope stuff there.
Sanctified Baddie. Original design.
We got the Becoming shirt. We brought that back because it was popular. The man, we had that at one point and was like, all right, we got to get these back out. Everybody said when they out in the streets and they wearing, if you want something that's going to be a stopper when you out, get the Becoming shirt. You will love it. We have it there. It's a unisex shirt. Great quality. All of that. Man, make sure that y'all go and get that there. I got the different things there below. Anything else to add there?
No, I'm honored to do this with you every single week. Y'all invite y'all friends, tell people about us. If y'all see us on social media, y'all see a real like the real, you know, comment on it. I get it, because sometimes I laugh at stuff and keep scrolling. I'm like, dang, let me go back and like that. So I get it. But, you know, just make sure you repost. Stay tapped in with us, y'all. Keep us in your prayer for those that really do love the Lord. keep us lifted in prayer as we continue to try to grow and stretch and elevate for y'all. We have so many things on the horizon. We're so excited about what God is going to do, what he is doing. And we haven't had the, you know, liberty to announce yet, but we got some great stuff on the way, some beautiful stuff on, like literally around the corner. So stay tapped in, stay locked in. We love y'all. Please. We really do appreciate y'all.
Yeah, please make sure y'all doing. If anything, you can't super chat, you can't do anything as far as getting merch. Pray.
Yeah.
Pray. Keep the waves in your prayers, man. We do believe in the power of prayer. We've seen amazing things happen when people have been saying, I have been praying for y'all. We've seen amazing breakthroughs happen. So please do that. We ask that you do that. And anything else that y'all may see, you know, a subject that y'all want us to touch on, again, y'all can DM us. If y'all don't know us on the social media, IG, man, look up at the Ewaboos. All right, at the Ewaboos. Make sure you follow us, DM us with anything, any questions as well. We started to do some personal coaching as well, right? So you can email us on that, but you can DM us for it first, and we'll kind of talk to you from there. But other than that, man, we are so glad that you guys decided to rock with us. Man, until the next time, man, y'all stay blessed. We will holler at y'all. Peace.
This is an Ewaboo production.
Period.
Hey, thank you for making it to the end of this video. If you could do us a huge favor, please hit that like button and please subscribe.
Yes, and please do not forget to hit that notification bell. We need y'all to be locked in every single time we drop this fire content. Yes. Also, we need y'all to follow us on all social media platforms at The Ewaboos. And look, we will see y'all on the next video.